Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh, episode 30. In this installment, we get a glimpse into the romance that's going on between two of Madam's staff members in school. Foreign Madam had her staff, 100 blinking student eyes, but who would put who on the path? Foreign Madam with her staff could only choose to cry or laugh at whitewash schooling and its flies. Foreign Madam had her staff, 100 blinking student eyes. Seated like a lopsided queen on the cane throne, Miss Prakriti Goyal. She came 10 miles by bus, bicycling the rest to join Mr. Rajinder at the crossroad, her colleague, her almost lover. Tough with lean limbs and a man's hands, she pedals because her hardening nipples goad her courage to one day lie alone with him among the mangoes. Miss Goyal vented frustration, slapping the cheeks of the class who chanted the alphabet on strips of fertilizer bags. Mr. Rajinder, Hindi scholar, dressed in brown pants, white shirt, checkered vest. He had dismounted, a deft athlete, topped up with chemical-like buzz, eyes glazed like rubies, wetting his red leaf tongue bright with betel nuts chutzpah between dark lips. He did not like teaching, but his father's 2 acres were starving 3 brothers to death, could cause a feud, a shotgun discharge along the irrigation canal. It forced him to pedal each day through fog to Shivpuri school. His mantra was, "This is a job, this is a job," until Prakriti started pumping his calves. Rajinder, tall and dark, matched Prakriti, pedal for pedal, down pushing, up building, progress down the sugarcane road. They were laughing and competed past women carrying pots on their heads. The goat herd tinkled to water. Processions of buffaloes, carts, moved past those mangoes. She felt heat, delicious jabs. She revived and replayed them over and over, daydreaming secretly, squirming on her cane throne, waving her stick like a witch's wand as students parroted math. Then, like switching channels, her mind zoomed back to town where she was engaged to a sugarcane man who flicked the flies off sticky cogs on a cart in the one-street town, taking the columns and feeding them between oily jaws that mash out juice. Is this all? Would this be her lot? It did not taste sweet. Rajinder, a poor farmer, was a good scholar. Lack of money and college fueled his anger like a dung fire. Bitterness had cast a grey wing over his patience. While Kuldeep, too old for school, lacking attention span, yet unlettered as a piece of blunt iron, threw hard figs at a squirrel near the peopled trunk. Vulture Man swept forth to the last row in Hell's classroom, smacking the boy's mouth. Power rushed, pent up, blood burst, one victim vented upon another in a school without proper toilet. Madam heard cheering students, then saw the shock of brutal sport. Outraged, she then stepped in to separate Vulture Man from Iron Jaw, who lashed back with his fists. Mr. Rajinder was sent to her office, Kuldeep Singh to the hand pump, the place of healing and fresh starts. She marched into the whitewashed school to lay down her new laws. Today would be the last day for hitting, pecking at, or picking on. Change or become the last flight of the vulture. Sorry, madam, sorry. But he was an Indian male, unused to Mem Sahib rule. Anyway, he was just passing time until that reservation job given to scheduled castes. A bribe already had passed hands for a clerk of income tax position in the city of Merit. Prakriti respected the methodology of the stick. Rajinda had scored points. She glanced at him like a tough black swan, moving her beak sideways, letting him see her white teeth and eyes saying, "Yes," the head wobble of approval. He had won his battle and set upon restoring order. He now deployed calligraphy. His student pens of bulrush reed cut slantwise into nibs, soaked up black ink like egret sipping marshland water. Meanwhile, he sneaked a glance back at Kindergarten Queen, her skin darker than a sambar deer, her full red lips, gold dangling from her ears. Would she yield after weeks of softening hints and feather brush of hands? Oh, Prakriti, Prakriti, let it be today. Has Madam had a win or a loss? The rule of stick has snapped in two. The rule of word is now the boss, if Madam's win is not a loss. It all depends on who is cross and elders take a dimmer view. Whether her win was now a loss, the rule of stick has snapped in two. You've been listening to Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh. Join me next week for another episode.